You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to Humanitarian Radio. It's a beautiful day in sunny California on this absolutely lovely Easter Sunday. We have a special show for you today. This is Janie Beauclair, and I am here with Tony St. Tone.
Yes, and it is a beautiful day out here in Southern California. I'm hoping you're having some great weather wherever you are also. And it is a happy day, because I guess what we're doing is today we're doing a lot of music, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, we're doing a special edition. We've been on the air for just about a year now, and we always throw a song or two in every talk show, but we decided today we were going to make it a musical day for a few reasons. A lot of people are celebrating a holiday today, and we didn't want to bug somebody to come live and have to speak with us on this holiday and interrupt their day. But also, we're putting together we've been performing a show with the band St. Tone called Rise Up. And Rise Up is a really great, feel-good, family-oriented style show of music and dancing and audience participation entertainment. And we thought we would give you guys a preview of the show that we've been doing so that when you hear us talk about it, you actually get and know what we're talking about. It's becoming very popular, and we are going to start touring cross-country with it. So we're going to give you a little Rise Up preview today.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to actually play some of the songs that are in the show, and I'll give you a little brief description of what the song's about, what inspired me to write it, and I think it's going to be pretty fun. I'm excited about it because it's just a variety of music, and I'm a big music fan.
No.
Yes.
What have you been doing
Cats
for the
out
past
of the bag.
30 years?
Cats out of the bag. Everyone should know.
Well, I've been a musician.
So let's talk about Pharrell.
Let's talk about Pharrell. You know, I had not heard about Pharrell. I'm under a rock. I'm sorry. Our guitar player, David Gilman, told me about Pharrell and a song called Happy. And I kind of didn't pay much attention to it until all of a sudden I started seeing it on a gazillion car commercials, and people are using it on their talk shows, and it's the background for all kinds of different advertising now. And I'm like, what is this song? This is really catchy. And then I realize it's his song called Happy.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's cool about it is that you can have a song like that be that powerful in a sense of, usually, you know, I'm sure if you guys remember, but back in the day, I think in the 90s and stuff like that, there was a lot of, like, depressing music. There was, like, all the hard rock bands and stuff are playing, like, Stained and stuff. They're playing all these, like, just as depressing songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's nice to just see someone coming back with bringing some fun music. And I was having a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday, and he said, you know, songs from the 70s, a lot of them are really happy. I mean, disco was happy music. That's what it was. It was music to just dance to. Now, love it or hate it, you put it on tonight, you know, and it's, you know, Get Down Tonight, Boogie, Oogie, Oogie. I mean, it was all about just dancing and having a good time.
You know,
and to have a song like this come out now, I think it's something that we really can use. We can really use a happy song, and I'm really glad that it's being embraced by people.
Number one this week.
Really, number one.
Number one, yep. So congratulations to him. Oprah just publicized a comment saying that he was a humanitarian of the year for writing a song of that nature to get everybody unified in just being happy.
Yeah, now I also understood that Oprah did an interview with him, and I guess he said that the record company wanted a song. And I haven't seen it yet, but a friend of mine told me that he had tried 4 or 5 or like 9 different songs, and this was the last attempt. He said, I had nothing left as far as ideas, and I just threw this one out there, and this was
the
it.
The one that made it. Isn't
this
that
is
wild?
It.
And you know, something that you pointed out to me, Tony, which I think is extremely cool, if you go to Pharrell.happy.com, I believe it is, there is a 24-hour video that he made, and it's just ordinary people dancing to the song on the streets all over the L.A. area. And the video literally plays for 24 hours. So the last couple days I've been checking it out a little bit more, and I leave it on while I'm at the office, or I leave it on at home. And I'm finding that it is extremely uplifting, but every time I look over at the computer screen, it's something completely different because it's, you know, maybe 2 hours later. Very, very cool concept what he did, and it's, if you're looking for a pick-me-up, put on that video on your computer, and Let it play.
It's really,
wow.
Let me just tell you, it's really cool how he set it up, because if you go to the actual website or the YouTube clip.
Play a little piece of that so that they know what song we're talking about.
Okay, let's play a little piece of Pharrell. If you don't know this song, you should. Yeah, he is happy, so you can tell what we're talking about here.
Yeah, so that's a good taste. You can see how much fun it would be to bounce around your house or, you know, sitting in traffic listening to that song. I think he did a really good job.
Like, and if you go to the website, what they do is they put a dial, and you can spin the dial for 24 hours, and you can see which video pops up.
It's a
24-hour music video. Now, imagine the video is only 3 minutes long. So for 24 hours, you can watch this thing, which is insane that they actually shot this video like this. But
it's brilliant.
It's really, really great. It's an awesome, awesome idea. All I can tell you is check it out. It's called 24hoursofhappy.com.
Yeah. Great. So anyway, congratulations to Pharrell, and we wish more people would come out with ideas like this. Very, very great. We want to talk about also that we have some friends of the show that have events coming on, so we want to just remind everybody what's happening on April 26th.
Next week, next Saturday.
At the Rose Bowl
in
Pasadena,
California, yeah.
We are doing the Walk for Autism for Vaina Thero and the Thero Boys. We're going to have the full band at the start-finish line cheering people on as they walk around for the day, and we're going to be singing songs from our Rise Up show.
Right. And just so you know also, this event is taking place across the country. So it's not just here in California. It's actually taking place across the country. So if you go to walkforautism.com, you'll find a place possibly right in your own state that is doing it. It's really a great cause, and the fact that they raise so much money, it's really a really, really cool thing. So definitely check that out. So you don't have to be in California to actually appreciate this and participate. You can be anywhere in the country. And obviously they will take donations anywhere you are. So.
And Vaina was on our show. You'll see her and a photo of her and her boys on humanitarianradio.com website if you want to listen to the show and listen to the story about having two children with autism and raising them. And she's also got a documentary that is coming out that talks about the life with her boys.
Yeah, she actually won an award for that documentary. So, and she's going to be showing that, I believe, either the
coming
night
up,
of
yeah.
or the night after. So
definitely check her out. If you listen to the show, she tells you how to find her. Another person that's been on our show, Kiko Ellsworth, is doing a fundraising charity event / celebration on May 7th.
Yes.
Kiko was just in CSI. He's been in a variety of shows. He was a General Hospital star for a lot of years. I'm a fan of General Hospital, so I appreciate that.
Yes.
But he's done some great movies, and he just finished the last episode of CSI, and so they're going to be celebrating with that. But he also does a lot of charity work with
Safe Passage.
Safe Passage and the homeless group downtown.
Octavia. Skid Row.
Yeah.
Operation Skid Row.
Right. And
which we had her on also. I mean.
And Blue Nile was here. She's a guest rap artist, and she has a charity as well. But a lot of these people will be at Kiko's event. And again, you can listen to his show on humanitarianradio.com and get the information of how to keep your eye on him.
All these shows, you know, that's the coolest thing that I think we've been able to do is if we mention someone's name and you're interested in their organization or interested in what they've done, you can go to our website, www.humanitarianradio.com, and you can look at the past shows and you can listen to them all.
Yeah,
they're all archived there. There's a photo of each person, so it's really easy to navigate through. It's one click of a button away, and you can actually listen to some of these people and find out what they are doing, if it's a Walk for Autism or if it's Safe Passage or whatever it might
yeah.
be.
Now, also coming up on May 17th is Nancy Cartwright. Nancy Cartwright, Happy House. This is a performance in Northridge, California, which is north of Hollywood area. And this is open to the public. You can go online to happyhouse.org and buy tickets for this event. Now, for those of you who might not know the name Nancy Cartwright, she is the voice of Bart Simpson among many, 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 many other characters. And she was on our show last week. And her event is coming up. It's a poker game competition. Our band, St. Tone, plays for 4 or 5 hours that day. But it's at her home. It's in her backyard. And she has a beautiful establishment. It's just
a real compound.
Yeah, it's a really cool, cool atmosphere. And if you've never had the chance to hang and party at a barbecue with a celebrity, this is the house you want to go to. It's the most casual fun you can have. And the cause Happy House, check her out and see what she supports and what she does. She raises money to help inner city kids. And it's a really great cause. And that's May 17th.
Yeah. So there's a lot of events coming up. And if there's an event that you want to tell us about, let us know. You know, we've been receiving a lot of emails from different people that want to be interviewed and be part of the show. And we really appreciate that. We're getting people from Chicago. We're getting people from Connecticut.
Florida.
From Florida.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate all the emails that we're getting. It's very easy to do. Just go to either our Facebook, which is Facebook.com/humanitarianradio, or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com. Send us an email, and it's really, really great to hear from everyone around the country.
Speaking of, we had Ewart Chin on our show also, and he had won martial arts awards. He's a guy from the movie industry, does martial arts.
Yep.
He is producing a movie, and we are going to have the actress and actor from his movie come on our show as well. So if you want a preview to that, go check out Ewart's show that we did earlier this year.
Yeah, that's very cool. So we're going to take a quick break for some sponsors, and we're going to come back with some music. Hang out. Gilman Amps, we create the tone in your head. Custom-built guitar and bass tube amplifiers.
Hey, everybody. This is David Gilman from Gilman Amps. If you need any repairs, modifications, or restorations of your vintage or modern tube equipment, as well as custom builds, I'd love to hear from you.
For more information, check out their website, GilmanAmps.com, and Facebook.com/GilmanAmps. We create the tone in your head. So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions, an audio, video, graphic design service.
Okay, so we were just talking about Pharrell and his song Happy, and it prompted me to look up some happy songs. So there are a lot of charts out there that are like the top 150 happy songs ever done. And I actually picked one that was, it's the top 20 songs from the Billboard Hot 100. And it's based on their actual performances, how many weeks they were on the Billboard, that type of thing. So we thought it could be a little bit of fun here to tell you what the top songs are. And Tony grabbed some snippets so that in case you don't recognize the name, you'll actually be familiar with the song.
I didn't recognize a lot of the names.
Okay,
but
so
you might.
Number one happy song, the number one, is called Happy Together. It's by the Turtles.
Yes, great song.
It peaked at number one, and it stayed at number one for 3 weeks in 1967.
This is a song that's so cool that all the kids from American Idol had redone it a number of times. So it's still hip, man. It's still a great song.
It's still hip and happy.
Yes, this is the Turtles. Check it out.
That's definitely a happy feel-good song.
Yeah, I love that song.
Okay, so number two, a blast. I remember this song very well. And this was a lot of fun where people made some crazy videos with this song also. Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah,
This song was number one for 2 weeks, and it was released in 1988.
You know, it's funny because I thought it had to be on the charts a lot longer than number one just for 2 weeks. And this is this kind of song that, like, became a catchphrase.
It actually was in the movie Cocktail.
Right, but it also became a catchphrase where people were like, don't worry, be happy. I remember my uncle saying it to my dad, and...
Don't worry, be happy, Tony.
Yeah, when you have it translate into
Italian,
Italian with a broken English, I think it was really funny. It's like, oh, don't worry, be happy.
Yeah, perfect. Love it.
Bobby McFerrin, you know this one. Check it out.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry, be happy. You can see why it came up at number two. So number three, I never heard of before. It's by a guy named Dave Baby Cortez, and it's from 1959. It was peak position was number one. It's called The Happy Organ.
The Happy Organ. You know, I didn't know what the song was, and then I pulled it out, and you're going to hear it in a second.
It's happy.
It's happy. It's one of those happy.
It's perky. It's bubbly.
You can tell why he's the happy organ player. Check this out.
This oldie but goodie is a 1958 special, and the highest it went on the charts was number two, but it stayed there for a long time in order to make this list as well of the top 100 Billboard's hottest happy songs.
I didn't know the song myself. Again, I'm very young.
Well, I was going to say, it was 58. You didn't come along till quite a while after that.
Yeah, about 10 years later. And it's funny because some songs stand the test of time. But again, this is according to the Billboard charts. These are the top 20 hottest hits of all time. We're just showing you the top five for now because we are talking about Pharrell and how he has made the charts. But check this out.
Okay, and that was Connie Francis. Number five, Jimmy Soul, If You Want to Be Happy. Jimmy Soul came out with this song in 1963. It peaked at number one for 2 weeks.
I like this song. This is a song that I remember being played at a lot of different weddings. It's still relevant today. I think it's just a fun song.
Interesting that you've said that people want to play these songs, happy songs at weddings.
Well, especially this one.
As
this
opposed
one has
to funerals.
Well, this one has to do with being happy for the rest of your life. Find a woman and make her your wife. Blah, 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 blah. Here you go. Check it out.
So that was the top five we were going to play for you. The next ones, I'm just going to tell you some of these other ones because I'm sure that they will strike a chord with a lot of you. And then we're going to move into something else. So number six was You Made Me So Very Happy.
You Make Me So.
By Blood, Sweat, and Tears in 1969. And then Love Can Make You Happy by Mercy. And that was also 1969. Happy Days, remember the Happy Days theme? That was 1976. Happy Birthday, Sweet 16, Neil Sedaka. That was in 1961. Shalala, Make Me Happy, Al Green, 1974. There's quite a few fun ones. Hotel Happiness, Oh Happy Days, Happy by Ashanti, If It Makes You Happy, Sheryl Crow, Shiny Happy People, R.E.M.
R.E.M., yeah.
My Happy Ending, Avril Lavigne, Pharrell, came in at number 17 with his happy song.
Wow, he made it number 17. Imagine
of
that.
All time, of all happy time. Songs, and he only just reached number one on the Billboard. So that's pretty cool. Happy Go Lucky Me, Paul Evans. Not familiar with that one. Oh, 1960. Okay. The Happiest Girl in the Whole USA, Donna Fargo. My mother used to sing that song like crazy.
How's that go? You want to sing us a little? Because I don't know.
I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA. Country
is it
song.
Country song? Because I see a little twang in there.
It is, yep. And number 20 was Oh How Happy by Shades of Blue in 1966. So.
It's been a while then. I guess what's really interesting is everything that you've said so far has either been in the 1950s, 60s, or 70s.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was Bobby McFerrin who hit with 1980, and then Pharrell who just hit in 2013, 2014.
Well, Avril Lavigne was 2004.
Okay. So.
But yes, you're right.
A lot more happier songs written back in the late 50s, early 60s.
And then there came Saint Tone and the Rise Up Show.
Yes. So
Let's
we're bringing
about
happiness
Saint
back,
Tone
people.
And the Rise Up Show. So that wraps up our top 20 songs of happy songs, and it's a great lead-in to the history and the story behind Mr. Tony Saint Tone. We're going to actually interview him in full for a show coming up in the next few weeks. But today we're going to give you a sneak preview of a show that is continually brought up. We've been doing quite a few interviews, TV, radio, magazine type things on our show, people interviewing Tony for the show that he's put together, which we're going to start doing in Anaheim here the end of May through the summer as a variety type show. So Tony, why don't you tell us what is the Rise Up Show?
Rise Up Show is a high energy pop rock concert where we've incorporated dancers, video, lighting effects, just to create more of an environment to wrap around the show and the whole experience. That's why we call it the Rise Up Experience. What we've done is we've taken a bunch of my songs that all have to do with self-empowerment, positive thought, and what we've done is, since there's such a variety of music, that's what I love about the show, is it definitely comes in with a variety of different sounds. Some acoustic songs, some country songs, some rock, some pop, some hard rock, some rap, some R&B.
Some reggae.
And it really just has a fun feel all the way through it. It's upbeat. And the cool thing about it for me is no matter what style of music you like, you'll find something in this show for you. And incorporating the dancers also, that adds more of a visual along with the video. So what we thought we'd do on this show is we talk a little bit about each song. Since you can't see it, at least you can get an understanding of what the songs are and what the show is all about.
And something that's interesting, too, is this isn't just like a compilation of your last CD. This is actually songs that you've written throughout the years that when I was reviewing with you your history of 15 CDs, I kept finding these flavorful songs and some of the new songs that you were writing. And it's like, geez, you know, if you plucked all these songs from these different albums and you put it together, you could really make a very positive show out of it. And that's what we ended up doing. And it's getting great reaction, and it's really a lot of fun. We've done it for the Boys and Girls Club, and we've actually even done it in prison for inmates at the L.A. County Jail. But we do a dinner show, and that is what this version coming up is through the summer.
Yeah, it's going to be a dinner show. So in the first song that we are doing is a song called Burning Sun. And what this song is about, it's about unity and harmony and what we have in common. I was looking for a symbol to unite everyone, and I used the sun.
Which is great.
Symbolically to, you know, the number one thing that people can talk about in the world is the weather. You know, if you meet a stranger, the number one thing you can just say is it's a nice day out, or it's cold out, or it's warm. It's something that you both have in common because you're both standing in the same place usually. So that's a way to strike up a conversation.
Break the ice.
And it also talks about how we all share this same sun, no matter if you live in China, Korea,
Iran,
Japan, Africa, America. It doesn't matter where you live. You look up and you see that sun, and that sun represents, for me, unity.
Okay.
So that's what the song is. It's called Burning Sun.
And all of these songs, by the way, you can find on sainttone.com or Saint Tone Facebook page.
So this next song is called Chasing Happiness, so it's my happiness song, and oddly enough, this was a song that was actually, I could say, commissioned for me to write. It's usually not the way I work, but someone had come to me with a title, Chasing Happiness, and it was a movie title, so they were looking for a theme song. So after watching the movie, I came up with this idea of people are always chasing happiness if it's immaterial things or external things, and it's this endless chase that they go on throughout life, and that's what this movie's about. So I put this song together, and I liked it so much that I actually put it on the album, and now it's even part of the show.
It's been getting a great response, too, because it really is an eye-opener. Listening to the lyrics, you realize how much of everybody we know is living this life. So, yeah, big eye-opener. Definitely like the song Chasing Happiness.
When you're looking up but you're feeling down, shooting for the stars but you hit the ground, looking for love. Loving yourself will help your chances. Bundle of cash, buy a new toy, but it's never gonna last. A beautiful house can take you higher. Lightning strikes the woods of fire. Number one song could bring you fame, but you gotta do it twice to stay in the game. Yes, success could be your lover. Two more steps could fool you under.
So I mentioned that we had performed this show in prison, and one of the funny things about this next song, it's called Breaking All the Rules, and every time Tony starts to talk about the song in prison, I always say, you better make sure that you tell them what this song is about, because breaking all the rules is what got them into trouble here in the first place.
Well, they usually laugh. They're like, hey, this is a song about breaking all the rules. They're like, yeah, we know what that's about. They're like, that's what got us in here. And I said, well, these are breaking rules of society might have put upon you, or you put upon yourself, or your parents have put on you, or your teacher might have put on you that, hey, you'll never do that, or you can't succeed at that, or, well, that's impossible, you can't do that. And I usually bring up a story similar to, you know, since the dawn of time, man has been able to overcome different obstacles. If it's learning to fly or landing on the moon, we're landing in Mars now, and, you know, we're going way beyond places that we ever expected. And I was reading an article about this aircraft that actually they're working on that will get you from Los Angeles, California, to Paris, France, in 15 minutes. Now, keep in mind that right now I think it takes roughly about 11 or 12 hours to get there, okay? So when you say that to someone, usually they go, well, that's impossible. You can't do that because that's just impossible. Well, if you go back a couple hundred years, they thought it was impossible to fly. And we started flying, and then it's like, oh, you could fly anywhere you want. And then if you go back even less time, back to the 60s, we're like, we're going to put someone on the moon. And everyone's like, you're insane. You can't go to the moon. Well, we didn't think we can go to Mars. Well, we just landed on Mars. So these are limitations that we put upon ourselves or collectively as a society. So this song is all about breaking those rules or breaking those bonds that we have put around ourselves, and it really look beyond that. So this song to me is really powerful in a sense of it's get out of your own way and look at what is possible as opposed to impossible. Even though no one's done it yet, doesn't mean it can't be done. This is Breaking All the Rules.
Thank you. missing leaves it. Oh no, since she's too young. Look at what she's done. I can't say, you can't say. Swift in all class reach. Oh Lord, we got to teach her. We're breaking all the rules, breaking all the rules, breaking all the rules now. Meant to be broken. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Breaking all the rules, breaking all the rules, breaking all the rules now. Meant to be broken. Now we bounce around the moon. Amazing what the mind can do. Limitation on imagination. Decrease the definition. You can't do this, can't do that. Oh, we're breaking all their rules. Breaking all their rules. Breaking all their rules now. Meant to be broken. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're breaking all their rules. Breaking all their rules. Breaking all their rules now. Meant to be. Mm-hmm, yeah. If I told you we are limitless, would you sit or would you run with it? Break them rules. Break them rules.
This is how we close the show. This is a song called I Am the King of Me. And when I wrote this song, I just really felt like, you know, you can empower yourself to create your reality or at least take responsibility. And when I play this song at the Emerging Leaders graduation or even during their shows, it's really, really powerful for me because what happens is I usually say the opening lines and I'll say them to you right now and the instructor usually says, tell them those words again because I want them to really feel it. I am the king of me, my thoughts, my beliefs, everything I touch and see creating my reality because I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me, body, mind, and soul collectively, taking on responsibility as the ruler of this kingdom. And he always says to me, he goes, that's really powerful and I want people to see that. And I remember there was this one incident where one of the guys that were actually in the class, he said, can I get a copy of that lyric? And I says, oh, I have it right here in the book. And he actually took a photograph of the lyrics with his phone, which really surprised me because
he wanted to be able to say it every day.
Yeah, he wanted to feel it. And he was like, I really feel that song.
It was very strong. It's very powerful. And I got to say, it doesn't matter if you're the king or the queen of you. The song is definitely helpful when you need to look in the mirror and realize what you are capable of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is King of Me.
Let me show you how I lay it down. Let me show you how I lay it down. I am the king of me, my thoughts, my beliefs, everything I touch and see, creating my reality. You are the king of you, or queen, whatever you choose. Some like to act a fool, they may
blaming others for what they do. People are wondering how I shine so bright on the stormy weather. People are asking how I stay so calm now under pressure. 'Cause I'm the ruler of this kingdom, I call me body, mind, and soul. Meditation and vibrant dreams. You are the king of you. To focus, win or lose. No judgment, what to choose. Touch your gut and follow through.
Love that song, really happening, keeps your toes moving. And have you noticed that the variety of styles of music are completely different? From, shakers and the maracas and all that fun stuff in the very beginning, through to dance, you know, great musical dance numbers, and just a lot of variety in the show, which keeps the show moving really well. This next song is called Reinvent Your Life, and this is a song that I've gotten a lot of response on, people saying, geez, you really inspired me to do something new with my life because it was getting stale. And this song Tony wrote about, we were having conversation about how my life had changed over the years and how at 45 years old I decided that I was going to change everything that I was doing and try to relive those dreams that I had as a teenager that excited me so much that I brushed to the side to be a mom and raise a family. And so this song is called Reinvent Your Life, and it is just about people taking a shot at changing major things about their lives in order to get to the dreams that they had at youth.
And here it is, Reinvent Your Life.
Hollywood dream. Came into this world, girl, like a butterfly. Time to spread your wings and reinvent your life. Tried so hard to raise a son, give him unconditional love, raise him up enough to leave the nest. Came into this world, girl, like a butterfly. 45 is time to reinvent your life. What are they gonna say? Those free to make a change. Oh, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Are you happy with life? What you gonna say? What you gonna say? Make the wrong track. Time to rise up, time to rise up. Chapter 3 has arrived. Reinvent your life. Reinvent your life. Oh yeah. 26, you became a dad.
Different styles of the Rise Up show, and this next one is the latest
and greatest.
Yeah, that's one of the newest songs we put in here. This is a song called Cranky Pants, and Cranky Pants to me was a phrase that got thrown around here a lot.
Traffic,
what's
mainly
up with your cranky pants? And it's a slang term just for someone who's ornery and just, you know,
not the happiest.
Yeah, or cranky. So
we have two guests on this song also. We have Mike Precise that does a bit on this song, and we also have Blue Nile who does a bit on this song.
Right. So they both rap a verse on this. And that was a whole thought about this song, is I came up with this
concept
and this idea, and I said, I wonder if I could write a song around this and, you know, just add some humor to it, because that's the whole point
and
of it.
And get other artist friends involved.
It's also to try to get some rappers in there and just a different way to approach a song and how to write a song. So this was a really fun experiment for me. I didn't know how it was going to turn out, and I'm actually really pleased with it. This is still a rough version, but I think you'll enjoy it and really get the message.
And I like that with these two particular artists, you gave them the theme of the song and you gave them the verses that you wrote, and they each wrote their own verse on their vision of what is Cranky Pants about.
Yeah, totally, totally. Let them have free rein as far as what they wanted to say. And
now Mike's from Texas, and Blue Nile is from New York City, and you'll catch that and their different approaches as well.
Oh yeah, they both have different styles. All right, this is Cranky Pants.
What's up with your cranky pants? 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 Better change CP, you wanna hang with me? What's up with your cranky pants? You got a big black cloud hanging over your head. We live with lack of sleep, you best go back to bed. Shift your attitude, cause you're acting rude. Your funky bad mood needs to change real soon. Cause all you ever do is bitch and moan to me with your best new friend and misery. Time to shut her up, lock her up, and throw away the key. Woo! What's up with your cranky pants? 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 You better change CP, you wanna hang with me, is it? What's up with your cranky pants?
Up and down, moon swinging around. Yeah. I'm known to bring sounds and shake the rubble the ground. You know what I found playing this game called life? You have to separate real from the fake, start through the strife. You heard the song before, so please don't kill my vibe. You have to admit you walk in, the party dies. You have to admit you walk in, the party dies. You have to admit you walk in, the party dies. Bullshit. I'm a simple and wise guy with passion in my eyes. I'm here to lift spirits till we all reach the sky. I can't recognize why you look so mad. So what, we all have haters, be grateful, be glad.
Just call the doctor, shake it up man, cause your funk is killing me. Yeah. You don't wanna be around when you're down. Infection spreads like a disease. You make it hard to breathe. What's up with your cranky pants? What's up with your cranky pants? What's up with your cranky pants?
Homie, stop tripping, clucking like a chicken. Whine is that about everything that's missing? Step up your position, vibe, you're killing. Hating, forbidding, you should learn from the children. There's a spark that's missing. Let me light it up, let me turn your ignition. Yow! Start it up, start it up. Vision when you're 80, feeling like a schmuck, reflecting. Ready to self-destruct, wasted all your life. Complain about what now, alone? With the fiber in your cup, pushed everyone away. Scared every day, midnight, black hair that you turned all gray. DK, and your fears and your hate, no way. Pain of life like Monet.
CP, you better change them jeans. CP, you better change them jeans. CP, you better change them jeans. If you wanna hang with me, you can't be so cranky. CP, you better change them jeans. CP, you better change them jeans. CP, you better change them jeans. If you wanna hang with me, you can't be so cranky. Cranky, 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 cranky. What's up with your cranky pants? What's up with your cranky? Hey, 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 hey.
All right, so this is the last song that we're going to share with you. Again, when you come to see the show, I believe there's probably like 15 songs.
90-minute show.
It's a 90-minute show. You're going to get a dinner. You're going to get music. You're getting dancers. It is audience participation. We have a good time.
Definitely a blast, and you leave feeling pretty refreshed. And it's just a fun perspective on how to look at life today and get through life in a different, happier way.
Mm-hmm.
So this next song that we're going to do is called Mama Said. And this song, actually, a couple years back when President Obama was trying to become the first black president, we had approached the inauguration people and said, hey, we've got a song we would like to do, and we'd like to perform for the inaugural ball. And they said, well, let's listen to your music. And we sent this song as our demo song of this is a good vibe of what we're about.
The representation, yeah.
Yeah, and so the song lyrics are Mama said we could always work it out. Mama said we could always find a way. And President Obama and his team really resonated with that whole thought pattern and felt like we were a good representation of what he wanted to express as a president. And so we were fortunate enough to be one of the very few unsigned bands that had performed at the inaugural ball. We performed at the Smithsonian Institute inaugural ball.
Yeah, it was a blast. And this song features J-Rock Jones, a rapper from Tampa, Florida. He's doing a verse on this. And what you'll recognize with my music is I love incorporating different styles together no matter what it is. And I like bringing rappers in, and I like just doing different styles because I love variety. And I feel like with the type of music I'm writing, to get it out to the people and let people hear the message, you need to give them a variety and let them explore different ideas and be open to it. So come on, let's go.
Mama said we can always find a way. Mama said we can always work it out if you want to. Mama said we can always find a way. Break out of one our ways and find a compromise. Let go of ego and pride. Rock your body, that solution soon arrives. One more seek to find. Mama said we can always work it out if we want to, and mama said we can always find a way if we choose to, and mama said we can always work it out if we want to. Do you want to? Break out on one our ways and isolate with pride. Embrace the choice to harmonize. Win-win will find its way to collaborate. Two creations now one.
Don't rush to fail, succeed at a gate of time. That's controlled by your hands. Be an individual, create your own plan. See, mama knows best, papa seen it all before. Granny just prayed as I stayed in trouble. And now I stay humbly out of tussles. Put down my fist, let my brain beat the muscle. Put down my fist, let my brain beat the muscle. Put down my fist.
Rain, rain, yeah, rain. It's something that I share with sunny.